From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Logan Weiss reports for Columbia Green Media that Scenic Hudson joined with the towns of Germantown and Rhinebeck and the Germantown Waterfront Advisory Committee for a public information meeting December 15th about Amtrak's proposal to wall off access to parts of the Hudson River locally. For 2.5 hours, local residents and experts on the issue discussed river access and railroad safety. Senior Vice President Steve Rosenberg of Scenic Hudson suggested, and I quote, "There are different crossing systems that are active all over the country that are directly applicable here that will cost less probably than many of the other solutions already proposed," end quote. Several town boards and community groups have opposed Amtrak's initial plan. Germantown Town Supervisor Robert Bury said, and I quote, "Today's information session was for us to discuss the issues involved with Amtrak's proposal to install fences in our community and to get up to speed on viable alternatives from experts who have to plan for the public meetings with Amtrak that should be held in the coming months," end quote. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Peter Flyrell reports in the Columbia paper, "At the December 10th Canaan Town meeting, much of the talk was about collaborations with other towns. Canaan and New Lebanon are both pressuring the state to fix up State Route 22 in 2019. Canaan, New Lebanon, Chatham, Austerlitz, and part of Ghent have agreed to share cost of ambulance chargebacks for the Chatham Rescue Service. And Canaan, Hillsdale, Philmont, and Copeg are sharing a code enforcement officer, with Copeg adding language into the agreement regarding dissolution of the pact if it is necessary. The Canaan Town Board meets next January 14, 2019, with a public hearing on the proposed solar law at 6:15 p.m., the annual organizational meeting at 6:30 p.m., and the regular Canaan Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman reports that the group Hudson River Sloop Clearwater elected Stephen D. Smith of Albany president of its board of directors December 13. Smith is a senior environmental and safety engineer for LaBella Associates and also a local activist and musician who has been on the board there for 3 consecutive terms from 2007 until 2016. Hudson River Sloop Clearwater, Inc. is a nonprofit organization based in Beacon, New York, working to protect the Hudson River and surrounding wetlands and waterways through advocacy and public education. The group also added new board members Bruce Ginsburg of Woodstock, Arthur Jones of Jersey City, New Jersey, and Jason Sammel of Long Island. Read the full story at the Daily Freeman website. On Facebook, Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett posted December 16th about the lack of a school threat in the Taconic Hills School District last week. Bartlett posted, and I quote, "I have received several calls from people in the Taconic Hills School District in reference to a possible threat to the school. Last week, there was an incident that we looked into. At no time was there ever a threat to the school verified. Rest assured, the safety of the staff, students, and visitors to the school is our number one priority. Tomorrow we will have extra deputy sheriffs at the school for that reason. Again, I need to stress this incident was investigated and there is no threat," end quote. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.